First of all, I just want to thank everyone for being here today on Lay Sunday and everyone that has participated in it, and all just a wonderful sermon about the church and what we need to be doing. In October of 1990, I came here to be your pastor, and so that'll be almost 26 years. Before that, I'd pastored on the beach in North Carolina, and before that, while I was in graduate school, I pastored a church in Illinois. So a total of three churches in over 32 years. And in September, I will be 65, and there's a lot of things going on in my life with my health. It just seems like it's getting worse and worse. And my father's health in South Carolina, and my sister calling me all the time with the struggle she's having with him. So I've made the decision and shared this with Session a few months back that I am going to retire this year. I don't think it comes as a real shock to anyone. But as I make this announcement, it's exciting in a way, but it's also very sad because, as Arlie said, the family, and you really have become my family, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate every kindness you've given to me, every word of encouragement, every love, every bit of support, and I think with me retiring, at least I'm hoping, that as you go through the process and you go probably with an interim pastor for a while and then look for a full-time pastor, that you'll find not the perfect pastor, because we know there is no such thing, but that you can find the perfect pastor for Glenshaw Valley, and maybe the church can start moving up in membership and in different things. Sometimes just a change of leadership causes things to go in a new direction, things I haven't thought of. A new pastor can come in and hopefully get done. So I wish the best for Glenshaw Valley. I hope it grows. The greatest thing for me would not be for me to leave and then people not come and a church go down. The greatest thing for me personally would be for the church to come together, find the right person, and start moving up in membership. And I truly mean that. Now, we have to have a congregational meeting at the end of the month. I think is it April 24th or... And so the congregation, we have to go through a little program. You have to vote for me to leave, and then it will go to Presbytery in May. I'm trying to make sure it's on the docket because I'm not a member of a church. I am a member of Pittsburgh Presbytery, always have been, and that's just the way that it works. So as we start going through this, he'll be more informed of the session. We'll start looking at the right time for the interim pastor, but to look for a full-time pastor, I have to be gone. And so maybe I'm telling a little bit early, but I wanted, since I've been here so long, I thought it'd be best to tell you early, kind of get it out the way, and so it won't feel like such a big deal when I do leave. So, not sure of my last day here. It'll either be the end of August or it'll be September the 19th. We're trying to work that out. I have those two options, which I'm grateful for, and that can be done through Session. So, thank you for the privilege of being pastor here for so long. I love you. I've enjoyed it. Yeah, there's been days I haven't enjoyed it. There's sometimes different conflicts, and I'm not a person who really enjoys that. But once I get through that and I start looking back at why I'm a minister and why we come to church, as Arlie talked about, and so I am just truly, truly grateful, and I thank you for everything that you do to make Glenshaw Valley such a wonderful, wonderful place to worship. May God bless you.